Hi, this is Father Eric Arnold. Welcome to Enkindle, Family Scripture Reflections. Today we'll be reflecting on the readings for the 8th Sunday in Ordinary Time, February 27th, 2022. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to us now in your word. Please open our hearts and minds to you so that we are ready to hear you and receive all you want to say to us. Change us by the power of your word so that we might love you more as you first loved us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. So the perfect temperature for popping corn is 356 degrees Fahrenheit. That's what two French engineers discovered a few years ago. 356 degrees is the perfect temperature to heat up the moisture inside the kernel of corn, transforming it into water vapor, which expands and pushes against the hull of the kernel until it bursts open. The heat leads to pressure, which causes what is hidden on the inside to burst out. Now, that's great when it's popcorn, especially with lots of butter and salt. But it's not so great when that's our heart. When in the midst of stress and pressure and struggles, stuff on the inside, like anger or frustration, comes out. That's not good. That's the spiritual theme running through our readings today. The things hidden inside our heart will always come out, especially in times of pressure, stress, and tribulation. From Sirach in the first reading today, tribulation is the test of the just. The test is this: I say I love God and neighbor, but deep down in my heart, do I really love them the way I say I do? When things are calm and easy and going my way, it feels pretty easy to love God and other people. But when things are difficult, stressful, and challenging, then I see what's really going on in my heart. It's those moments that cause the stuff on the inside to come out. So tribulation tests my heart and reveals what's happening inside. Jesus tells us, whatever is on the inside is going to come out. Whatever is deep in our heart will eventually come out. It's like a tree, he said. It may look healthy on the outside, but you eventually know for sure when it produces fruit. If a tree is really healthy, it's going to produce good fruit. So we have this theme running through the readings today. Why does Jesus tell us all of this? What does he want us to learn from these readings today? What does he want us to do with this? Well, there are two things, I think. One, he wants us to remember that we are all wounded by original sin, and things are going to come out from inside our hearts that aren't loving toward God or neighbor. We are going to say things and do things to others in times of trial and tribulation and stress that are not loving. We need to be honest about that. Some people pretend they are perfect on the outside while ignoring or trying to hide their faults and failings on the inside. These people end up trying to live a double life, but that just never works. It's exhausting, and we can't keep it up through our whole life. So Jesus says to us today, I think, I want you to be honest about your failings and wounds. That's why we have confession. What a gift it is to be able to be honest with Jesus and receive mercy and healing. Of course, he doesn't want us to sin. He doesn't want anger or frustration or hatred or jealousy coming out from our hearts. He doesn't want that. But when it does happen, he wants us to be quick to bring that stuff to him so that he can heal it. And that brings us to the second point, the second thing that I think Jesus wants us to know and to act on from these readings today. Jesus wants to heal our hearts so that the stuff that comes out from deep inside of us after he heals us is good stuff, loving stuff toward God and neighbor. He wants to heal us so deep in our hearts that our lives bear good fruit. This is the awesome thing. He really can make our hearts new. And we need to hear this and know this. So don't get frustrated when junk comes out of your heart in a moment of frustration. Don't get frustrated. Bring it to the Lord so that he can heal it. This was the promise God made. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. That's from the prophet Ezekiel. St. Paul says, so whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. Jesus really wants to give us new hearts. This is so hopeful. This is such good news. One of my favorite examples of this is in the life of St. Vincent de Paul. He's the saint who is so caring and loving to the poor and needy that his name is now synonymous with the church's charitable works. But he wasn't always so kind and nice. He said of himself that, except for the grace of God, he would have been hard and repulsive, rough and cross. But over time, with God's grace, he became, in his own words, tender and affectionate and very sensitive to the needs of others. So when things come out of our hearts that we don't like, things that aren't loving toward God and neighbor, bring that to Jesus and ask him to heal those parts of your heart. Don't ignore them and don't get discouraged by them. That's what the devil would want. But just keep bringing them to Jesus so that he can heal you. Life is filled with those 356 degree Fahrenheit moments, struggles, tribulations, stress, pressure, all the craziness of life that causes the things deep in our hearts to burst out. We may not like what we see, but remember, there's nothing that Jesus can't handle. There's nothing that Jesus can't heal. So we need to keep being honest with him and letting him into those areas to bring healing. The more we let him in, the more good fruit we will bear in life. Imagine letting Jesus into your heart so deeply that even in the most stressful and difficult times, you are able to still love God and your neighbor. That's what the Lord wants for us. So let's ask the Lord to give us that gift now as we turn to him in prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your healing power. We want our hearts to bear good fruit. Please, come and heal those parts of our hearts that are wounded by anger, selfishness, gossip, fear, jealousy, hatred, or unforgiveness. We know those things aren't from you. So please, come and fulfill your promise. Put a new heart and a new spirit within us. Let our lives bear good fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We know you can do this. Jesus, we trust in you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for listening to Enkindle. You can access show notes and links to subscribe to this podcast at numinous.fm/enkindle. Be sure to visit ablazefamily.org to access all kinds of resources and tools to help each member of your family to grow in their own relationship with the Lord. And remember, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to send us an email at info@ablazefamily.org or visit us on Facebook at Ablaze Family Ministries.